I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Wikipedia has become the online place to go for information on just about anything. Want to know about the universe? Well, there's an entry for that. Interested in the Estonian croon? Well, there's an entry for that, too. Now, there's a new online encyclopedia in Cuba. Cuba's government launched it just today. It's called EcuRed, E-C-U-R-E-D, and it presents another version of the world and world history. The BBC's Michael Voss is in Havana. And, Michael, I know you've been perusing the site, which is not too easy to do. Maybe it's overloaded or something, but at least you've gotten to the homepage. What does that look like?
Yes, there's a large graphic Cuban flag. It's got a lot of details, and at the moment, on the right-hand column, there's a long list of what you do before you start. There's a video tutorial, there's how to get on, there's how to use it. There is a search engine where you can type in what you're looking for. At the moment, I think, as you say, it's probably overloaded because it's not working. Last night, I managed to get a preview of it, sat down, and for example, I typed in the United States to see what came up. And it describes the United States as the empire of our time, which is historically taken by force, territory and natural resources from other nations to put at the service of its businesses and monopolies. So Cuba's obviously looking to give its own interpretation, if you like, of the world. Although, when I went on to other places, for example, I typed in the United Kingdom and simply got the fact that it was a constitutional monarchy, one of the most densely populated countries of Europe. There was no political slant there whatsoever.
Well, that's interesting because I guess when they say that this sort of Wikipedia site that Cuba's putting out is going to be objective, as they do say, but from a decolonizer point of view, I guess it depends on which entry you're looking at.
Yes, I think it does. And interesting, if you go on to U.S.-Cuban relations, it suggests that the United States has always wanted to take over this Caribbean island. The entry says that from the earliest times, U.S. leaders have looked upon Cuba, quote, like those who admire a beautiful fruit that will end up falling in their hands.
So I guess that this is not a snark-free zone on the part of the Cuban government.
No, but a lot of it, in fact, is about geography. There is a list on the front page of the largest number of articles. Cuban Revolutionary Martyrs has the third largest number of articles, people in history and locations. At the moment, there's about 20,000 entries on EcuRed. And obviously, that has to compare with the more than 3.5 million that are in English on Wikipedia.
And on EcuRed, this is 20,000 entries, all in Spanish?
It is. It's entirely a Spanish language website. The question is, I suppose, who is this aimed at? And it may partly be the Latin America and the Spanish-speaking world. Cuba itself has one of the lowest internet usage rates in the Western Hemisphere, about 1.6 million people out of the 11 million Cubans, according to official figures, have access to the internet, and that's mainly at work or school. Very few Cubans are allowed to have internet at home.
Michael, anything with the name Wiki ahead of it presumably operates on the principle of user-generated content, that any one of us can write in a definition, for instance. There is an administrator. In the case of Cuba, is there an administrator, and can anyone, aside from a government official, contribute to a definition?
It does say that updates and corrections will be allowed with prior approval of the site's administrators. It's not entirely clear who they are, but I don't think this is looking at that same open peer review source with people constantly adding and updating details. We'll have to see how that develops.
And nobody's going to write in to say, you know, the United States is really not the empire of our time.
Well, they might, but I don't think it's going to get changed on the website.
All right. Thank you. The BBC's Michael Voss in Havana. Thanks a lot, Michael.
You're very welcome, Lisa.